Alright, lads and lassies, give me that sledgehammer. I'm gonna smash this robot real good.
Alright.
Wow, come on.
Alright, then.
Come on, children. You know how important a nice, consistently timed dinner is. That's why we have that dinner bell.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Fable, they're leaving for dinner.
And not a moment too soon. It looks like the loading dock bay is closing. I must go now.
Fable, wait!
He's gone, babe. He's got to go get his grub. It's all good.
Just made it. Okay. Oh, yes. Concordia, can you hear me?
Little triangles of men.
Concordia, what are you talking about?
Hello, Fables. I'm the late Munch Madness. Munchy, munchy, crunch, crunch.
No, Concordia, what have they done to you?
Crunchy, munchy, honey cakes. Fun to eat and fun to make.
Oh, don't worry, Concordia. I'll fix you. Just listen to the story. It'll help charge the drobe and it'll help calm your nerves. Unfortunately, the last time we dealt with Cirrus Jones, she was dealing with a loss similar to this one, although on a much greater scale. We now come back during Connor's funeral. When it rains, it pours, like the salt on the sores of the plans you made. It stings like a thousand bees, keeping pressure like a strong snake's squeeze. Still, the rain falls harder, and it won't let up. Time to sink or swim in the water and mud. Cirrus, just look up. Cirrus, just look up. The funeral was hard, the eulogy brief. Cirrus fought back tears and heart-wrenching grief. She swore she'd find the wretched machine and its creator, and none would be able to hide from the great vindicator. The prayers were said, Amazing Grace sung. The search went on, but by a thread it hung. A floating machine? Who could imagine such a thing? And as they left, the church bells did ring. When it rains, it pours like the salt on the sores of the plans you made. It stings like a thousand bees, keeping pressure like a strong snake's squeeze. Still the rain falls harder, and it won't let up. Time to sink or swim in the water and mud. Cirrus, just look up. Cirrus, just look up.
I am always telling stories.
Thanks for listening to Tales from Rhyme and Space. I'm Aunt Ambrosia, letting you know that you need to go and support this podcast by going to givesendgo.com/family. That's FAMLING. And the people who make it are really great. Even that rapscallion Joshua David Lee. Thanks so much for listening and see you next time in Rhyme and Space!